Thank you so much for coming, and especially right now today while Comic-Con is going on, that you came here instead. So I thought, in addition to welcoming you, that I would also say Kalsi, which is Navi, in case you're from the planet Pandora. You know, we speak so many languages here at Queens College. I thought I would welcome you. And in case you're from Klingon, I thought I'd say Nuknia. And in case you're from Kryptonite, scholars tell me that I should say Bruchim Habayim. So, on that note, let's get started. May I have a motion to approve the agenda? Okay. Any additions? Amendments? Stephen?
Stephen Grover, Senator for Philosophy. I'd like to move that we move 7A to 4B, that is, no, sorry, 7B to 4B, the selection of the Dean of Social Sciences Search Committee, to consider it immediately after the election of nominating committee members in 4B.
Okay. Moving 4B, 7B to 4B takes a two-thirds vote. So, any debate?
I'd need a second as well, I think. Thank you.
Okay, we have a second. Any debate?
I'm happy to speak to the issue.
Go ahead.
Because of some procedural issues, we failed to act on this last month, and it's a very urgent matter that we must act on today. The Dean of Social Sciences Search Committee. And so while we shouldn't delay the speech of our guest here or the election of nominating committee members to the faculty, because that's been part of the issue behind our difficulties, it's very important that this be acted on before we lose our quorum. And so I think it's good to consider it as early as possible.
Thank you.
I will ask for unanimous consent, yeah.
Okay, any objection? One objection? Okay, all in favor? Please raise your hands. Against? Abstentions? Okay, the motion passed. Okay, I'd like to ask for approval of the... Oh, any other amendments? So may I have a motion... okay, so we don't need another motion to approve the agenda as amended. Any objections? Okay, approved. Okay, approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes of September 12th, 2013. All in favor? Opposed? Okay, we're done. Announcements. I'd like to call on Igor Kuskovsky, to associate professor in the Department of Physics, for a memorial.
Yeah, I'd like to read the memorial. Emeritus Professor Alex Harvey of the Department of Physics passed away last month at the age of 95. Professor Harvey received his bachelor's in electrical engineering from City College in 1940. He served as an army captain in World War II and received a letter of commendation from General Eisenhower in Tunisia in 1942 for the development of cryptographic devices. Dr. Harvey obtained a PhD in physics from Polytechnic University in 1959 and joined Queen's College in 1962 as an associate professor, rising to the rank of professor in 1967. He served as a department chair from 1967 to 1970 and became a fellow of the American Physical Society in 1978. He retired after 25 years of service in 1988, but was a frequent visitor to the department for decades thereafter, where his enthusiasm and good humor were highly regarded. He had a most active retirement, continuing to publish in his field of general relativity. His remarkable 70 years 70-year archive of crank theories is held by the American Institute of Physics. One of his most prominent publications appeared just a few months ago in November and is titled How Einstein Discovered Dark Energy. You can Google his name and his title and this title to read it. He describes how Einstein, in correspondence with Schrödinger, described the priorities of the dark energy decades before it was so named. Professor Harvey is survived by Rhea Harvey, his wife of 60 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Would the body please stand for a moment of silence in honor of Professor Harvey? Thank you. You may be seated. Other announcements? Yes.
Yes, I'm Megan Healy, Department of Drama, Theater, and Dance. I wanted to announce that the department's fall production of Craig Lucas's Prelude to a Kiss will be held in the M11 Theater in Rathaus Hall from October 16th to October 20th. And there are discounted tickets for students, and you can order them by going to the Kupferberg Center's website box office. Also opening in the first week of November is our concert musical production of South Pacific, which will be a collaboration between the department and the Aaron Copland School of Music, and that will be in the Goldstein Theater, and you can also get the tickets on the website for the Kupferberg Center.
Thank you, Megan. Any further announcements? In that case, I would like to introduce our speaker, the President of the University Faculty Senate, Terrence Martell. He is the Sachs Distinguished Professor of Finance and Director of the Weissman Center for International Business at the School of the Zicklin School of Business at Baruch College. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Bobby. I see Dean Savage. I see Dave Fields. I see some other friends. Thank you for allowing me to come and share some thoughts with you for a few minutes. I know you have a lot of things to do, but I'd like to ask your help. I need your help. I need you to produce some university faculty senate representatives from Queens College. You have 11 slots. You have filled 7. You have 5 open slots. I need 5 volunteers. If you volunteer, I will buy you tickets to whatever that last person announced. Almost as many tickets as you want. How much are the tickets? What? I'll buy them all. Finance at Baruch, you know, what would you expect? Look, ladies and gentlemen, here's my issue. Right? It's pretty clear to me, and it should be pretty clear to you, that this integrated university that Queens College is a part of, right, needs the ability to respond in a consistent manner to things that happen at the university level. You've seen Pathways, you've seen CUNY First, you've seen other things that come in a central form that leaves bodies like this with very little latitude and very little leverage to influence how those thoughts, documents, and procedures are developed. That's the job that I have. Okay. Now, we can say you do it well, you don't do it well. That's another issue. The fact is, I have a seat at the table. My colleagues have a seat at the table. That seat is compromised by the fact that you've got 5 open slots, right? Because that compromises my ability to say, I represent the faculties of all of the colleges, right? So I would ask you, I understand Manhattan's a long way from here, right? I understand that that's a challenge, but for the good of the body, this body, you need to be represented there, right? For example, are you familiar with something called a Doctoral Science Program Steering Committee? I don't think so. It hasn't been announced yet, right? But it exists. And that group is going to determine the terms and conditions under which faculty, participate in doctoral science education at CUNY. Now, I would think with a strong science program like you have at Queens, you would like some input in that. Now, you will have some input. You will have some representatives there. But there will also be University Faculty Senate representatives there. And I will be there as an observer. Right? So the stronger my organization is, the better the ability I have to represent your needs. Right? So please think about volunteering. No one wants to do more, but this is one of those circumstances where by serving the larger good, you also influence what happens here on your campus. We have another policy coming up called, creatively, expressive activities. Now, who would have thought that the policy on expressive activities will set the policy under which people at all the CUNY colleges can participate in demonstrations? Right? We want to have an input, a voice, into how that policy is going to be developed. It's just a draft now. It's open for discussion. Right? But those are just two examples of many, many examples where it's important for a central body that represents the faculty as a whole, just like there's a central body that represents the students as a whole, okay, have the standing and the prestige to be able to say, look, this is the faculty view. That's an important thing. Having your say is not having your way. We all understand that. But if there isn't someone there to put forth your views, your opinions, to influence how these policies evolve, I can assure you the end result will be less for that lack of effort. So when I'm asking you to help me, I'm really asking you to help me help you. Right? It's not a direct relationship. You won't see it as clearly as you do with the stuff that happens right here. But let me assure you, in the long run, it's every bit as important. So please take the time to consider this. I'd love to have those five seats with a name next to them so I can put paid to that particular criticism and allow me to more effectively represent you in a consistent and professional manner. And since I have your attention, one other thing. On December 6th, the University Faculty Senate is having a conference on doctoral education at CUNY. So if you teach or are interested in doctoral education, this is something you want to be aware of. You'll get announcements on it. But anyway, questions? Does that mean I did a good job, or does that mean they don't care? What? Shy, right. Anyway, thank you all. I appreciate it, and good luck.
Thanks for coming, Terry. And just in case, the nitty-gritty of it is that... I was just going to say that. And they give very nice nashis, even better than ours, beforehand. It's in the Graduate Center, which is always it's convenient, you know. And those of us who are old enough and remember it as B. Altman's could swear it still smells some perfume. It's really interesting way to meet your colleagues from other colleges. There are some pretty interesting committees one can serve on. And I encourage you, Dean has been on it for 12 years? 20 years, oh gosh. God, the time just flies. And I've been on it for a number of years as well. It's really a very interesting and important thing. I encourage you, if you're interested, I have some petitions. You get 10 of your fellow faculty members to sign, and then we elect you next meeting.
It's an election, you can't lose. I'm sure about that.
Thank you again, Terry. Okay. Special motion, election of nominating committee members, faculty. So we have a one opening, and that is for on the nominating committee at the member at large.
Are you calling for nominations?
Yes. Sarah?
I'm Sarah Wolf from Special Education ECP. I'd like to nominate Marion Fish for the position of member at large.
Okay. A second? Okay. Any other nominations? Okay. Okay. Well, then election's closed, and I will ask the secretary to cast one vote for Marion Fish as a member of the at-large of the nominating committee. Okay. All right, we have moved 7B to 4B. So, selection of Dean of Social Sciences Committee, Search Committee. So, here's the basics. The basics are that there are six faculty and six students on this committee. Five from the Division of Social Sciences, five faculty from the Division of Social Sciences, one faculty member from the Division of Education. Then we have five student members from the Division of Social Science and one student member from the Division of Education. The membership may not include more than one faculty and one student member from any one department. So just for expediency's sake, since you have a list, and you may have noticed that one faculty member has stepped forward and is interested in serving on the, from the Division of Education, and is interested in serving on this committee, and I thought for expediency's sake, we would start with him, and I would begin by asking, are there any other nominations from the floor for a faculty member from the Division of Education? Okay, then I'll ask the secretary to submit one vote for the faculty member, Heifer Benvenuti, Division of Education, as the member from the division, member of the Division of Education on the search committee for the Dean of Social Sciences. Now we have several others, as you can see on your list. They are all from the Division of Social Sciences. Are there any additional nominations from the floor for faculty? Okay. In this case, we're going to hand out ballots and ask you to choose up to five of those other names. Is there anyone who does not have a list? Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Voters here. Cards.
Okay. We're going to ask all of these people to speak before you vote, or have their representative speak for them. So, Joel Allen, are you here? Or Stephen Grover is going to speak for Joel. And please, Joel is from the History Department. Would you just make sure? Hello? Hi there. Okay. Folks, before you vote, we're going to have the nominees speak or their representatives. Stephen Grover is going to speak for Joel Allen. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
Yes, Stephen Grover, Senator, Philosophy. I've been asked to speak on behalf of Professor Joel Allen, who is the chair of the History Department, which is one of the nine departments in the Division of Social Sciences. One thing that perhaps needs to be clarified right away is that the Division of Social Sciences is a rather strange collection of departments. History is there, often found in humanities. Philosophy is there, nearly always found in humanities. Accounting is there, quite often not found anywhere at all, and so on. So it's a rather strange mix. Now, if we want to know Joel Allen's principal qualification for serving on this committee, it's quite straightforward. It's the same qualification that a number of people on the list, including, in fact, myself, have, which is that we are the elected chairs of departments in the division. So Joel Allen's faculty elected him chair. And as I'm a great believer in democracy, I believe that when a body that elects people to committees is choosing among people, it should choose, whenever it can, people who are themselves elected to represent others. This is the nature of ship of academic governance and democracy, I believe. I wish we elected far more of the administration than we do, in fact, do. But chairs are elected and senators are elected, and we represent a special group. And so I think there's very good reasons that apply to Joel Allen, but also to the other chairs in the division who have been nominated to serve on this committee. And that's because chairs know more than anybody except deans themselves, perhaps, what a difference a dean makes. And we've been somewhat hazily deaned in the division over the last couple of years, and it's very important that we get a good, solid search committee with expertise. Now, Professor Allen, he will serve dutifully, as he has on the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee, as he does in everything in the division. He's a historian of the late Roman Empire, which I think is a great recommendation for anybody and for any committee. And he's a thoroughly good chap, and he certainly has my support as chair of the Philosophy Department. So that's what I have to say on his behalf, and I promise I'll be much briefer on my own later.
Thank you. John Devereaux.
Okay, I'm John Devereaux. I'm one of those other chairs that was so ably introduced. I've been here at Queen's maybe 13 years. We're a big department. And, you know, I think we, the chairs, as Stephen said, will make a strong case for being there.
Stephen, you're up again. For yourself.
Well, I have been a senator for a very long time, a lot longer than I've been a chair, and I would never have put myself forward for this committee until I became a chair and began to appreciate what an extraordinary role the dean plays in this administration. And so I'm hoping that I'll have your support for this.
Harry Kibirigi. Thanks. Thank you.
Hi. I was a member of this body until 2007, and when I came today, I see so much change. We didn't have any refreshments. That's what I miss. Maybe I should come back. I am from the Graduate School of Library and Information Studies. I have been on this campus for 28 years, and I'm very proud of having been here that long. When I was a senator, I used to be talking a lot, especially when student affairs came. I would like to see a dean who cares about students, although I'm not a student. I was also an executive member of the committee of the Senate, and that's about really all I want to tell you. I'd be happy to serve. By the way, sometime back I was on the search committee for the Dean of Social Sciences sometime back. So I've done that, been there, done that. I'd be happy to be on the search for the new dean. Oh, by the way, the dean happens to be our dean. There are only two graduate programs for which this dean is dean. One is education, and the other one is the Graduate School of Library and Information Studies. And I think it would be fair for our school to be represented. So take your pick. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeff Miskovsky.
Hi, Ken Lord, Senator from Computer Science. Professor Miskovsky had to go to the Graduate Center and ask that I read a statement, which is given to me in like 8-point type, so forgive me. Professor Miskovsky says, I believe that I can play a constructive role in helping the college to identify and recruit a person in the right combination of academic talent and administrative skill to fill the position of the Dean of Social Sciences. In my 10 years in the Department of Urban Studies at Queens College, I have worked closely with my colleagues in the Social Science Division on a variety of initiatives and projects, including helping to revive and sustain the Honors in Social Sciences program and participating actively on committees charged with two rounds to revision of the college's general education curriculum. This work, and my work as a longstanding member of the college-wide undergraduate curriculum committee, has given me a keen sense of the considerable administrative demands placed on the dean's office, as well as the division's many strengths and the many challenges we face. I have extensive experience in participating in academic searches and in working productively across disciplines in scholarly and administrative contexts. If selected to serve on the search committee, I would prioritize fairness and constructive cooperation with my fellow committee members and would work hard to balance departmental interests with those of the division and the college as a whole.
Thank you on behalf of Jeff Moskowski. Ekaterina Pekinkina.
Hello, everyone. I'm with the flu. Ekaterina Pechonkina, Chair of Anthropology. This is my 10th year in Queens College. This is my third year as the Chair of Anthropology Department. This year, and actually previous year, I started to give a lot of thought as to what kind of dean we really need for social sciences. And it's customary in this context to talk about vision and long-term planning and evolution and how we want to develop. But actually, I think what we should focus on is maintenance and nurturing, day-to-day routine, ensuring that our division operates well on a day-to-day basis, that we have computers replaced, that schedules of classes operate properly, rooms are available, and many minuscule things that make us actually excellent. We also need a dean with very strong research background so that dean would nurture, research strengths in students and in faculty who would stand for research. So that's my piece. Thank you.
Thank you. Pat Rakel.
Thank you, Bobby. Pleasure to be here. Thank you for entertaining me and all of us. I'm Patricia Rachel. I'm chair of the Political Science Department. I'm a senior chair in the division. I've served under four different deans of social science. I feel I have a fairly good grasp on many of those characteristics that make a successful dean. I think we're at a crossroads here as the college moving forward, and this decision for this dean is especially important. I would second what Stephen Grover mentioned a few minutes ago, that chairs are really at that important nexus where we represent students, our faculty, our departments in general, to the dean, who then takes concerns and interests to higher administration. So to that end, while you have many wonderful candidates before you, and I respect their candidacies, not only am I going to ask you to vote for me, I would also ask you to vote for the other four chairs whose names are in nomination, and that would be Joel Allen, Stephen Grover, John Devereaux, and Kate Prochunkina. Thank you.
Thank you. Elena Veselinov. Or her representative. Okay, please vote for up to five. Please make sure that your clicker number is on your sheet there. No clicker number, your vote doesn't count. It's five altogether. We've already taken care of the education. So it's five people from these social science representatives. Oh, I should say up to five. You may vote for less. Thank you.
sick crowd.
People on one ballot, so we can go on. Thank you very much.